I think.
Don't bomb me. That's a great idea, Lux.
Okay, we're
That's what
live
I
on the
thought too.
Mixler and on Sam. I didn't really know what to call it, so I just started up the science encoder, and we're called What on Mixler.
What?
Yep, What?
Hmm.
WAT, capital.
Can't walk.
What?
Okay.
But yeah, we're good. We're on the
Oh.
Shoutcast and Mixler machines.
Cool.
Hey, all you
Okay.
bunchodes.
Bancho! We're
Motherfucker.
live.
All right, Turbo wants to talk to Carlito's Pizza.
He's not going to, because he's a jerk.
Hello, you're not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the
Your
beep.
phone
We
number.
will return your call. It's
Nobody
too
in
early
England
for
is named
pizza
Carlito. That's
over there, I
bullshit.
think.
Okay, let's call the
I'll be right
Perak.
back. I need to get a beverage.
Perak,
Motherfucker.
Perak Hotel.
We should call Germany and gather
See,
Hitler's followers
talk about
and
Nazis with him.
Ich spreche
we'll
Deutsch.
see if they want to join our Hitler
I know how to
part
swear at
two. They
least.
cover that part of history up, so who
Yeah.
knows?
Well, I mean, Hitler did
Yeah,
enough about me.
the Germans are totally like not sorry about that shit at
They
all.
are, but I mean, they're
Oh.
sorry, but
Every German I've talked to hates that shit.
Say you need to
No gracias.
kill.
Hey, excuse me, miss, is this that fucking Singapore hotel?
Sorry?
Is
Fuck.
this a hotel in Singapore? Answer my
Yeah?
question. Okay.
Yeah?
Listen, my name is Mr. Newman, okay?
Okay.
I currently reside in the United States of America, where I am granted full privilege as a citizen. Okay?
Okay.
Now, before we proceed, I would like to make you aware that your country, as well as every other country, has never actually successfully completed a manned moon landing, okay?
Okay.
And therefore, the moon, as far as I'm concerned, is a sovereign U.S. territory. And I will permit you, during my visit, to look at it for brief moments of 30 minutes at a time. But after that, I will, of course, have to report you to the proper authorities.
You may gaze upon the moon when we say you may gaze upon the moon. I'm sorry for cutting in.
Oh, no. And ma'am, so can we book a room then?
So you want to book a room at the
Yes.
hotel?
Yes, but after you acknowledge the things that I've said to you tonight.
Okay, can I have the date?
Yeah, it's gonna be I guess fucking January 1st is when I'd like to be there.
Yeah,
Okay,
that
just
sounds
January 8th.
fucking good.
And I'll bring my
Excuse
penis
me,
and my shit.
Ron, can I just add something very
Absolutely. This is
quickly?
my husband, Mr. Snoswell.
Yes, hello, this is Mr. Snoswell. One thing that we will require of you is that whenever we walk into the room, whenever we walk into your presence, you must genuflect to us. Is that understood?
I don't understand you.
You must bow to us.
Okay, who is this? This is.
David Snoswell and Ron Newman. We are superior Americans.
We have a higher quality genetic material than you. Qualitatively, it's just better.
I think you better look for another hotel
Well,
to
no, but
book.
I want to. No, listen, that's not going to work. That's illegal. You don't deny us business.
It's our constitutional right as an American.
She hung up. I think her patriotism was a little bit too strong in that one.
That's funny.
Good.
I don't want those motherfuckers looking at the moon too much, though. They might get ideas about it.
Yeah, you know,
Well, I
they
mean, the
should be very
Chinese just
happy.
landed on that shit,
And I
and
think
that's
we're going to
bad
need
enough.
to
We still own
preemptively
it.
strike against them.
We might. And who wants to talk to the Fairmont Singapore Hotel?
Thank you for
I
calling
do.
Fairmont Singapore. Please select one of the following options, and our officer will be delighted
Nice
to
one.
assist you. For room reservations, press 1.
Thank you for calling Fairmont Singapore Rooms Visa. This is Ron talking out to you.
Oh, yeah. Is this Ron?
Yes, Ron.
By chance, is your last name Newman?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. I know. I have a buddy named Ron. He's a motherfucker, but we call him Ron Newman. I don't know if you know him, though.
That's a fake name, though.
Oh, yeah. It's... Yeah, you know, I'd like to book a goddamn hotel room.
Which name, sir?
What was that?
Which name?
Oh, well, I'm an American, so all dates are important.
Okay. Sorry, cutting out, sir.
Oh, oh, sorry, Doc, you know, saw something funny and I had to beat him. So, anyways, yeah, what, oh, did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung up. I wasn't listening. What did you say that got him off?
I said I was an American.
I chuckled. I thought I had muted, and then I could just like tell that, like, oh man, I'm sorry, fucking that one up, you guys.
No, oh yeah, I guess that was it. My bad. Okay, yeah.
I started laughing. I thought
it's all
it was
good.
Funny.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was funny.
Shit happens. Ice Goose, try nice. This one. This is the Hotel 1929.
You realize I don't take any of this shit seriously.
No, totally. I just hate to fuck that shit up.
I have a friend in the bar. We call him a motherfucker.
Who is that bitch? Shut that bitch up.
Hello?
Oh, that's Lux. I thought that was a girl.
Good afternoon, reservation for sleeping.
Holy shit, I need to book a hotel room, and then I'm an American. And you're going to value my American value, goddammit, okay?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. Hey, oh, hey. Yeah, I need to book a hotel room, Mrs.
For
Sweetie
Pie. Which hotel, sir?
Honey Baby.
Yeah, Honey Baby. Yeah, my name is John.
Okay, Mr. Glenn, okay. Can I just check with you? You're inquiring for which hotel?
For the one I'm calling.
This is the reservations desk for 3 hotels in Singapore, so I need to know which hotel you're inquiring for, sir.
Yes. Just give me a goddamn hotel room.
I'm sorry. You're inquiring for New Majestic Hotel or Hotel
Yeah, 19? Yeah, that one. That one. That's the one I want.
Okay, the New Majestic Hotel. From what date of arrival, sir?
Forever. Ma'am?
Hi, I'm sorry. What date are you? Will you be arriving in Singapore?
The first.
First of January?
Yes. No, the first of next December, ma'am. I'll be there and you're gonna have to like my American ways because we're right in everything we do. Because
I'm
we're
sorry.
Americans. Do you understand that Americans are better than you?
We're infallible.
And you know, George Bush, he was a man of God and he spared Singapore.
Okay, do you want to proceed with the reservation, sir?
Yes, I would, very much so.
Okay, and you are arriving on the 1st of January?
Yes.
And how many nights?
On my American calendar with beautiful blonde women and breasts.
Okay.
How
many nights will you be staying with us, sir?
Many nights.
Okay, I need to know how many nights you will be staying with us.
At least 20. Possibly 20 more.
Nights.
20, 20, yes.
Okay, and is there any particular room category that you're looking for?
Yeah, I want the honeymoon suite. I'm bringing my new husband.
Okay.
Yep, my two husbands, Doctor and BTW. Or BBW. She's not very beautiful, but it's okay.
Okay.
And then I have Baz.
Yes.
Okay. May I have your name, please?
Oh, my name. I already gave you my name, Sweetie Pie, Honey Baby.
Can you spell your name out for me, please?
You should guess it. Just put the American on there.
Can
just
I spell my name?
I'm just kidding, Jack. Calm the fuck down.
I love spelling my name.
Yeah, okay.
For ladies.
All right.
Would you like to spell my name? My name is David Snoswell. Okay, that's S as in semen, N as in Negro, O as in orgasm, S as in shit, E as, or W as in wanker, E as in everyone, L as in labia, and L as in lesbian, snaz well.
Okay, Mr. Libby, I will need your credit card details to secure the booking.
Okay.
Oh, no. We pay cash only.
Okay, but I will still need your credit card details to secure the booking, sir.
Excuse me, this is Ron Newman calling from Visa. I actually broke into the line. Ma'am, are you aware that it's actually a federal crime to ask for a credit card over the phone?
Hello?
Yes, and I will have to report you to the proper authorities if you do not cease and desist.
Hello?
Yeah, ma'am. It appears Visa's on the line.
Yes, ma'am, you're not permitted to ask for my client's phone number over the phone. I mean, for his credit card number over the phone.
Ma'am?
I will sue your balls to the wall. And you will be indebted to my client.
Look, ma'am, we have fat stacks. We'll bring you cash.
She hung up. My bad.
No, that was
I've heard that done before, so I just wanted to try that once, but...
I like the alarm. The beeping alarm.
What you need is you need one solid tone, like just burr, and then it sounds better. Yeah, I've heard people do that. And they've also done it as operators, and it can be pretty funny sometimes. It's probably more of an American thing, though. I don't know.
I had tears in my eyes. I thought it was funny. I LOL'd. All
right, we'll try.
Fowls and Sloth both need to become lawyers so I can hire them to things in their life.
What?
What?
You guys need to become lawyers.
Baz is a biochemist.
Lawyers.
So, no, he's not going to do that. I'm definitely not going to do that.
What
I have morals. Ma'am, I have morals, okay? Hey, shut up. I have morals, okay? I'm a moral man. I'm a man of God.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I'd like you to speak with Mr. Snoswell. He is also a man of God as well as an American.
Damn right. So we will require this booking, and we will bring stacks of U.S. currency, and we will pay you in cash. And that's the way it's going to be. Is that understood?
Sir?
Ma'am.
That's right. You call me Daddy.
You can call me Poppy.
I love it when you call me Big Poppy.
You'll refer to me as Poppy. Ma'am, are you listening? Make attention to the American. Hello?
I don't think she liked that.
That was pretty rude. I thought we were very kind to her.
Yeah, considering we're Americans.
I'm going to give her fat stacks of U.S. currency.
I thought everyone loves just fat stacks of currency.
No, generally you can't book a hotel without a credit card or a CLC. Yeah. That is a fact of life.
Can I book this with cocaine?
You may absolutely
book
this.
Can I book my hotel with chewing gum?
Chewing gum.
Dr. Unk, go ahead and start it off.
This one's all you, drunk.
With spacious living rooms, bedrooms, and also bathrooms. Complete with luxury.
Season greetings, how may I assist you?
Hi, I'd like to book a hotel room, if that's possible.
Alright, can I transfer your call to the reservation department, sir?
You can't take it for me, or can...
I will transfer your call to my colleague in the reservations department.
Okay, what was your name again?
Sorry, reservations department?
No, your name. I just wanted to know who I'm talking to.
Oh, my name is Paul.
All right, Paul. Well, thank you, Paul. And, you can transfer me.
Okay, just a moment, sir.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Bye, Canary.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'd like to make a hotel reservation.
Okay, sure, for which day?
I just have to ask you a couple things before I give you the date, just to be okay, because I'm not used to traveling in Singapore, so I've just got a few questions. First of all, I would like to book a room with two men, my husband, who mm-hmm. I just married, okay. and I are looking for a hotel room. Yes, we just mm-hmm. got married because we're American, mm-hmm. and we can do that now. We can get married and have really gay weddings with a lot of drinking and alcohol, and it was just fabulous. Our wedding was just fabulous. But the reason I'm calling is we are going on our honeymoon, and it is an impromptu mm-hmm. honeymoon. So we mm-hmm. need to book this room quick. And money is no object. It's going to mm-hmm. be for 7 days, starting mm-hmm. January 14th. Mm-hmm. And I need certain things for the room. First of all, I'm going to need a twin bed.
Mm-hmm.
For me and my husband, not separate, one bed.
Okay, sure.
I need it as one bed and not two, mm-hmm. like I Love Lucy,
mm-hmm.
where they slept in different beds.
Okay, sure.
We sleep together in the same bed, and mm-hmm. we spoon a lot. Like, do you know what spooning is? Do you have that term in Singapore?
Yes, I do. We do
spooning.
Have it.
Yeah, it's really mm-hmm. nice. I just, it's great. But yeah, so we need that. Mm-hmm. And then we also have some other things as well.
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry, my husband just said a funny thing. I need to get 3 pounds of corn.
Mm-hmm.
3 pounds of corn. Let's see, I'm gonna need some chewing gum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to need to have a maid. Like, we're going to need to have somebody come and shop for us. Like, can I speak with the concierge?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay.
Okay, I would really like to speak with the concierge because I'm a wealthy, wealthy American.
Okay, sure. Okay, before that, let me just inform you of certain things that I'm not quite sure whether the hotel does provide 3 pounds of corn, but I have to check that with the duty manager. And for chewing gum, it's actually illegal in Singapore.
What is that?
Chewing gum. It's illegal.
Chewing gum is illegal in Singapore?
Yes, it is. It's,
huh. Oh, it's because they're inferior to us Americans.
Well, honey, we can't make those assumptions. But is it okay if I do you guys have like I'm gonna also need a giant bottle of grain alcohol. Like Everclear. Grain mm-hmm. alcohol. Yes. It's 98% alcohol. And mm-hmm. then I'm also going to need 3 cartons of cigarettes.
Okay.
And I'm also going to need a live goat. Like, I know that mm-hmm. that might be a really odd request. Like, it may sound preposterous, but I really am going to need to get a live goat for a satanic sacrifice we need to commence because of our love for each other.
Okay, let me just check. Yeah, in a while. Let me just check with the concierge.
Oh, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Sorry, sir.
I have a question for you as well. I'm the mistress, and mm-hmm. I was just curious. We just came from Malaysia, and mm-hmm. We found their culture fascinating. And would we be able to get daily current Malaysian newspapers delivered to our room?
Okay, for that as well, I will have to check with the concierge for the arrangements to be made. But I can't confirm you anything right now because...
We are Jehovah's Witnesses, and we would like to distribute publications around the hotel, mm-hmm. spreading the word of Jehovah. Could you check if that's okay, too?
Okay, sure. Just give me one moment, sir. And how do I address you?
Motherfucker. Well, you
my,
call me
my name is... My name is...
Goose.
Ian Paisley.
Call me
how
Goose.
Do I spell that?
It's I-A-N...
Mm-hmm.
P-A-I-S-L-E-Y.
Okay, sure. Just give me a moment, yeah? I'll put you on hold.
Okay, thank you.
You better not put me on hold.
I was just reading Jehovah's Witnesses are banned in Singapore.
The concierge is a great way to go.
The hotel is conveniently located right between two key MRT stations.
And Malaysian newspapers are illegal.
That's strange. I just really fucking hate those people.
Thank you for calling Grand Park Orchard.
I guess you are fucking
dirty for that.
Our stylishly furnished rooms offer every modern convenience to meet the needs of both business and leisure travelers, including wireless access throughout the hotel. Most rooms enjoy large floor-to-ceiling windows that bring you close
to
the furniture and ideas
and
exciting activity of Orchard Road.
Baz, are you there? It says to call you a wanker, is what Nunu said.
Sorry, I can't hear you over
this. Come see my castle.
Oh.
Personalized service and a host of special privileges and amenities. Enjoy Crystal Club Lounge access, a buffet breakfast spread, complimentary use of business facilities, evening cocktails, and personalized check-in and check-out facilities. Grand Park Orchard would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the very best for Christmas. And would like to wish you a very happy and healthy New Year.
In the crystalline castle.
Meanwhile, suites offer ultimate elegant indulgence with spacious living rooms, bedrooms, and ensuite bathrooms. Complete with luxurious amenities.
The stairs are really cool.
We'll appreciate the finer touches too, such as a 40-inch Bang & Olufsen LCD TV, Herman Miller desk chair, and PC with all-in-one printer, scanner, and fax. Ask our operators about our business and conference facilities.
Chewing gum is illegal.
Grand Park Orchard is set to become the place to see and be seen. Relax at our chic four-star hotel lobby, overlooking the stunning outdoor pool and champagne bar, Bar Canary. Enjoy all-day dining at Open House, or join in the vibrant nightlife at Onyx Bar.
Hi, thank you for holding.
Bitch.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Azrinda. I believe that you have some requests for the room.
Yes.
Okay, we are not able to arrange all this in the room, sir.
Oh, okay. If I gave you a considerable amount of money, would that be possible? I mean, are you the concierge? Madam?
No, sir.
Is the concierge available?
No, because for room booking, we will
yes.
take the reservation. But if you have like all these requests, can I just reconfirm what the request is for the room?
Yes. 3 pounds of corn.
Okay.
I believe 3 packs of chewing gum.
But okay, chewing
I was
gum
told
is banned
just,
in
I was
Singapore.
Told, yes, yeah, I was told just this is news to me. It's for medical reasons. My new husband.
Okay.
My new husband and I, we are Americans, and in America, we can get married, and that is part
yes,
of it.
Okay.
And money is mm-hmm. no object, but there are certain things that I need, such as, I'm going to need, I'm sorry, I just feel like we're losing a little bit of our requests. We're on our honeymoon and we need to make these things happen, and by any means. So if I can get a subscription to a Malaysian magazine, also some cigarettes, which was one of the requested items, and a live note.
Cigarette, is it?
Yes, cigarettes. I'm going to need 3 cartons of cigarettes, and that is 30 packs of cigarettes and chewing gum. But chewing gum is illegal, I know. And then I'm also going to need a live note.
And the last one was?
What's that?
There was a last item that you mentioned earlier.
Yes, yes. It was our literature, our Jehovah's Witnesses literature. Yes,
I'm sorry.
This is my husband.
Hello? No, I'm the mistress, remember?
Oh, that's right.
I travel along with them. And anyway, we are Jehovah's Witnesses, and we are going to bring literature to distribute about the hotel. So we just wanted to warn you ahead of time.
Have you done your reservation?
Yes, of course we have, ma'am. Paul transferred us, and it was wonderful. But, ma'am, we also need to receive a mail address there. So we're going to have mail sent to us there, and we're going to need a post office box. And so we're going to be sending out our literature of Jehovah's Witnesses material, and we are going to be receiving correspondence back, and we are going to need a mailing address. Is that something the hotel can arrange?
Of course, the hotel has a mailing address, but
Do customers
how
ever
long
get...
will you be staying with us?
It was for a month and a half. Because we are coming with Christ and Jehovah's Witnesses in praise of his name, Jehovah.
Okay, if it's for like a month and a half and all that, can we just like recommend you to take a service apartment instead of a hotel?
No. Money is no object. We're just slobs and we need people to clean up.
No. This is not about the money concern. This is because we do not arrange all these items in the room. So perhaps if you want to arrange like a service apartment, then all these items that you require, perhaps they can arrange for it to be stored in the room.
Okay. I also am going to need a kilogram of marijuana and cocaine, a mountain of cocaine. Is that something that you guys could arrange?
I'm sorry, we do not arrange all that. Do you want us to refer you to a service apartment instead?
Yes, if you could give me a number for a service apartment, I would really appreciate that.
Also, we really love feeding pigeons and monkeys, so we're hoping to be able to attract pigeons to the windowsill and feed them every day. And we're wondering if you have monkeys that we can feed on the hotel
grounds.
No, we
do not have that.
Okay, just checking.
Yes, ma'am, we are going to need the number for that service hotel. And I thank you so much for your help in this matter.
You've been
we are
just
American.
Fabulous.
She's just a glorious girl. What was your name, honey?
Azrinda.
Brenda?
Azrinda.
Azrinda. Well, thank you, Azrinda, for all of your help. We are trying to enjoy our marriage. And I'm sorry we wouldn't be able to accommodate the amazing amount of wealth that Jehovah and our oil company will bring to Singapore. And so I guess the service apartments would be very nice. If you could give me a phone number.
Let me just check.
By service apartment, does that mean that they provide sexual services?
This is a valid question, ma'am.
I think a sexual service apartment would actually meet our needs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just the mistress. I mean, you and
of course.
John Holloman are legally wedded.
We appreciate your input. We do. But we are going to need to get that mailing address for the Malaysian news subscription.
Because okay,
yes, ma'am.
Service apartment number will be +65.
Okay, that's what?
67 +65.
Hey, ma'am, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Okay, 1 second. Wait. Change my mind. Okay. Go ahead.
And you've been such a peach. I'm going to write a great review for your website on the Yelp. And I'm going to say all gay gum chewers should come to this hotel where they give cigarettes and goats.
Unmarked cigarettes.
No, we don't give goats.
You don't have goats?
No,
Paul
we don't.
At the front desk said that you'd be able to hook us up with a goat.
And a service pig.
And a service pig.
No, we don't.
But you know Paul, right? At the main switch? The one that answers the phones?
The effeminate man?
Yeah, he said that if we came with chewing gum, he could come with prostitutes because he lives off the proceeds of prostitution. And is that offer still valid?
No, I don't think we have that.
Choose your hotel?
I don't think any hotels in Singapore would allow that.
Yeah, but Asian prostitutes are the best.
Yeah, I mean, we could just take our business to Thailand.
They're
where
very
they have
tight.
A really strong sex tourism trade.
Yeah, and you know, there's children, so then...
Yeah, I mean, the tranny age, which I enjoy, you know, especially...
Okay, well, I've already given penises. You the number for the service apartment. If you want, you can try calling them.
Well,
but
yes,
I thought they will actually have...
We will be calling the sexual service apartment, so thank you for that number.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, sweetie.
Honey, baby.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Ma'am, I have
you.
A quick question.
Tell ball, hose down, G's up.
She hung up.
Oh, I was going to ask her how many fingers.
But yes, if you guys will look, my interjection there was to cut to music.
Of course, mute. So yes.
Hey, Carlito's asking, are we on Shoutcast or just Mixler?
Both, actually.
Okay.
Yep, always simulcast in glorious Technicolor on Madhouse Live.
Ah, my cat.
Those are both irrelevant things.
All right, we're going to call this mosque that Nunu gave us.
I have something important to say first.
What?
I'm leaving so the show can get better. Good night.
Yes, go
no,
do something
don't leave.
With Turbo
night
or whatever
Bucks.
You're going to do.
Get some sleep.
Go to the hell.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
So we're going to call these mosques and colleges Islamic learning centers. And he wants us to bring up the Qurbani meat or Qurbani meat. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. And he says that...
Spell it out.
Qurbanhi.
Okay.
Qurbani. I don't know. We'll figure that out. We'll get them to say it. And how it increases in weight 70 times over in heaven. And how it is interesting is that is the same weight increase as seen in their mom. That's actually pretty good. I like that. So I would like to try one of these real quick, and there are a lot of them, so if anybody else wants one, that is definitely a possibility. Actually, it's a guarantee, but whatever.
Seen in their mom. Nice one, dude. Fucking dude.
Moss don't usually pick up.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Yeah, Baz, you and I learned that mosques don't actually usually pick up. If you
yeah, did we call mosques? I know that Carlito has called them on his show.
Yes, we attempted to. We only got through to one or two.
Okay, that's probably why I'm not remembering, because it was not very successful. I remember when we were calling some Middle Eastern restaurants and asking for advice because we were converting. Remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
But that was kind of fun.
Yes, that was a good one. And we talked about the rules of taking a shit.
Yeah, yeah. So we had to avoid eye contact if we were defecating at the same time.
And you have to wipe with your right hand.
I told them that I had lost my right hand or my left hand, and I could only wipe with my right hand.
And do you have to step in with your right or left foot?
I forget. Maybe we should call some Lebanese restaurants for clarification.
Are they Muslim? Muslim?
Muslim.
Muslim.
Here, let me look up some fine Muslim establishments in Australia.
I gotta go to bed. I'm fucking tired.
Good night, Mr. Goose.
Night, Goosey. Night, Goose.
Fucking addicted to Minecraft again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's yeah, okay.
So, hello. Your call can.
But the goose is no longer loose, folks.
No, no longer loose. I'm tight. Tight and tired. God damn it. Did you see my castle, though? I'm going to try to make it 5 fucking stories.
I only saw the foundation. Yeah, did you see my tower? It's more than 5 stories.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
It's baller.
I'm building Goose's cats.
And Turbo's
my castle might have a moat at some point. You know, I think my favorite part is Jews did 9/11.
Oh, yeah, the Jews did 9/11 memorial. I actually made the original one on D9 server.
Yeah.
Yes, and it had twin towers, and there was fire on the top.
Right to the turbo tower.
Yes. So. Well, was it yours? Oh, yeah, Spray and I did all that. We did everything there. I remember that.
I did, though, but yes, it was your idea.
It's fucked up as that is. It'd be funny to make a twin towers and a plane going into it.
Yes, and the beacons were a really good idea on the new memorial. But the thing is, once you get up high enough that you could actually see it, the beacons actually fade. At least for me. I don't know if I can change that, but...
I can see him.
I can see him. I'm hanging out right above the Jews did 9/11, and it's...
Is it clear?
Yeah.
I think I might have something messed up, like depth of field. Can you adjust that? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to check that out. Anyway, let's see.
Where is that? I only noticed the MST3K characters. Where the hell is the Jews did 9/11 bit?
Type in /TP Mint Coco Blizzard with 1Z.
What is it?
Press tab, you'll see it. Mint Coco.
Hello?
Yes, is this the, Al Huda Masjid?
Yeah, this is Masjid.
Okay, I understand that there's, Korban he meet. Is that a thing? Do you know, could you pronounce that for me?
Are you sure?
Yeah, Korbani meet, Korban he meet.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, okay. It's the meat that increases in weight 70 times over in heaven.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Are you aware of Korbani meat? Korbani meat?
What is it?
It's, you know, the meat that increases in weight 70 times over in heaven. Are you aware of that? Okay.
Apparently not.
I can't be not. Butchering it that badly, can I?
Korbani?
Korbani? Korbani?
Korbani. Korbani. Korbani.
Oh, yeah. I like this tower, though. This tower is Korbani. Shit, dude.
Yeah,
how
the tower's
long
badass.
Korbani.
Yeah, if you load the dispensers up and then set the time tonight, they'll actually start going off and they launch batteries of fireworks.
Oh, okay, so where's this juice in 9/11 bit?
But you have to make fireworks, so.
Yeah, it's where all the lights are. There's like
eight. Oh, I couldn't
them.
Get the TP to work. I don't have system like control. So it's /TP.
We include the homophobic pizza maker. That have fuel injected pizza. What? Yeah. makes sense, motherfucker.
Oh, wait, we need to call a number. Jesus Christ.
Here's one.
The Lebanese restaurant?
Here's another one.
Do you want that one or the first one?
Yeah.
Well, I think he just called the last.
If you teleport to me, I'm right above Jews did 9/11. And then there's a swastika.
And cack.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're not actually anti-Semitic, but we do use it in our humor.
Yeah, of course. It's satire.
Good evening, Abdul.
I'm also on fire now.
Hello, Abdul's restaurant. Is this Lebanese Muslim food?
Yes,
hello. My husband, Ron Newman, and I are staying here in Australia, and we would like to come in and have a halal meal.
Of course you can.
Yes, because we are converting to Islam.
Oh, lovely.
So, yes, it is lovely. But we have some questions. We want to make sure that we're proper. I have Crohn's disease, and I need to use the restroom quite frequently. And I was also a veteran of the conflict in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And I lost my my left hand in a roadside bomb explosion. Is it okay if I wipe my buttocks with my right hand after I defecate?
Should ask someone that specializes in that area, say, I'd say a sheikh or something like that.
Okay. Do you have an imam present in your restaurant?
No, we don't. Consult?
Okay.
Well, that's not genuine halal, then. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sorry?
And really, the reason he lost his hand is because Ice Goose is a faggot.
Yeah. You have to excuse these gentlemen. They're inebriated. They have not yet converted to Islam, and so they are drinking alcohol.
Would you like to make a booking? Or
well,
I just had a few questions before we proceed on to the booking, because we want to make sure that we're proper when we come to the restaurant. Because we're halfway through the conversion process, and we don't want any demerits levied against us.
Yeah, I don't want God to hate.
Allah would be angry with us. So we would like to bring in some bacon bits to put on our salads. Is that
okay? Thank you for your
possible?
Call.
Hey, don't hang up. Okay. I told her we had only converted 50%. We still eat pork.
We just can't give it up. But Ken, yeah, I mean, if you want to play
baby steps.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Ken, if you want to play Minecraft, you can download the pirated client. Enigma will help you out with that, and then give me your nick, and I'll whitelist you.
So how does the nick system work? Is it just like what my username is?
Well, no, whatever you. Well, whatever you registered with, if you own a legitimate copy, and whatever you use if you use a launcher. Copy.
So it's just this.
But I manually add them into my server, and then authenticate, you register, and then you authenticate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that password's
your choice.
Yeah, I
did that on when I first got in before I could chat. It asked me for a login.
Yep, you can't. Password. You shouldn't even be able to move. A lot of the time, like you'll move a little bit, like it'll let you at first, but then it'll just put you right back where you were.
Yeah, it always lets you move a little.
Yeah, and you can't modify blocks. It'll revert anything that you do before you authenticate.
Nice.
That's badass. It's an offline mode, but you still can't take somebody's name.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. Nice. It's amazing. Piracy.
All right, I'm going to bed.
Good night, Mr. Goose. Right. We're going to call the first Lebanese restaurant in Australia. Lebanese restaurant.
Shut off, computer.
I'm with the restaurant.
Is this Lebanese halal Muslim food?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, my husband and I, his name is Mr. Snoswell. Are you there, Mr. Snoswell?
Yes, I am. How are you today, ma'am?
We're going to be coming into your restaurant. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
And We are going to be coming into your restaurant.
Yep.
And we have some concerns that we would like to address before we come in.
Yeah, what would you like to address?
Well, we're currently in the process of converting to Islam, and we want to make sure that the food there is halal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is perfect. Ron, what are your concerns?
I was actually interested in the Muslim bathroom etiquette. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yes, my husband and I, we like to defecate together. We help.
That's awesome.
We feel that it actually helps to, it reinforces our marital bonds. Please don't laugh. Ma'am, you're insulting
me. Is this recorded? This is great.
No, absolutely.
Is this on like
not.
A radio somewhere in the States or something?
Well, I mean,
fucking problem with
something like that.
Sorry?
It's something like that. But yeah, I mean.
Oh, that's awesome.
No,
well,
it isn't.
It's kind of bigotry to kind of say stuff like that, but keep going. It's fantastic.
Well,
to
no,
hear this
I mean,
stuff.
We're not bigots. I mean, you're.
That's okay. You can keep going.
I mean, you
I'm
guys
I'm more than
were
happy to entertain the idea of insensitive and bigotry comments, but keep going.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to take that from somebody who lives in a penal colony.
No, you're more than welcome for me to hang up. I'm more than happy
but,
to hang
I
up.
I mean,
on
you
if
live
you
in
like.
A penal colony. I'm
you
sorry.
Called me.
You're
you
all a bunch
me.
Of
God- you want me to
no,
hang
you
up?
Called me, you goddamn criminal.
You guys are a bunch of common criminals.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys yeah. are hilarious. Have a good day.
You know, they couldn't
criminals.
Deal with you in England, so they shipped Dang. You over there. Can I just forward you that email from Enigma sent me?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Oh, shit. We're out of numbers
Boy,
now.
She,
we've got to look
was
another one
quite
up.
Intolerant. No
way. Was that a she? I could have sworn that was a man.
I think it was a she. It sounded like a very masculine she.
Really? Really husky she?
Do you want to continue on this theme sloth? Of,
yes, I actually just got Emma's
Muslim
on,
restaurants.
Yes, a Lebanese eatery.
Oh, okay.
No, but we'll call yours first. We'll just go on down the list.
It's the El Phoenician restaurant.
And is Turbo going to take some calls tonight?
Thank you for calling the El Phoenician restaurant. Please note your three options as follows.
Thank you for calling. Your call will be answered shortly.
Oh, Phoenician paramedic, can I help you?
Yes, hello. My name is David Snoswell. I'm an American. Did you
yes,
get that
sir.
Part?
How can I help you, David? Sorry?
Yeah, I'm an American. I'm from America, the best country in the world, I'll have you know. And I'd like to visit your restaurant with my husband. And we had some concerns that we would like to have addressed before we dine at your fine establishment.
Right. What would you like to know, sir?
Yes, we're currently in the process of converting to Islam. We've gone through about 50% of the process. And
right.
we would like to inquire about the restroom etiquette.
Right.
So,
what you could do, sir, if you don't mind, have you got a pen and paper on you? You've
really
only called through to the management. We're only here on the booking department. You do have to request it by sending an email to the company, and we'll respond to any questions you have. I haven't got the authority to answer any questions. The owners do take control of anything of that demand, sir. So I could have your name and number, and someone could call you, or we could have your, and I'll get the owner to respond that. The owner looks after that department, sir. Or I could have an email address.
I just need to know what's the proper way to wipe my ass after I take a shit.
Sorry, sir?
Yes, when I take the shit in the restroom, I want to know how to wipe my ass properly in a Muslim establishment.
Right.
I mean, can I use my right hand?
Holy fuck, it was loud there.
Oh, I know.
God damn.
Wow.
Restaurants suck sometimes.
Yeah, that place is...
You need
noisy.
To keep the phone away from the kitchen. That's the lesson there. It's bad customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Poor design. Poor engineering. Food service engineering. I don't think that's an actual discipline.
It should be against the health code, too.
Yeah, damn it. People touching the fucking
dirty
phone.
Have a dirty, filthy phone by the food.
Yeah, people fucking touch their genitals with that.
Yeah. I do.
That's how I use
them.
Hey, son of a bitch. This is Mr. Newman, and I'm an American citizen, all right?
Sorry, could you say again?
Jesus, could you get away from the fucking kitchen? You cunt.
Hold on, I'm going to move to the other room. I can't hear you. Sorry.
All right.
One more time.
You pillock.
Hello?
Yes, sir. This is Mr. Newman, and I'm an American citizen.
Who is it, sorry?
This is Mr. Newman, and it is still extremely fucking loud there, you wanker.
who is this?
This is Mr. Newman, you ponce.
What do you want? Order takeaway?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the States, mate. You prick. I couldn't really communicate with him, so I figured I'd just yell insults in their language, you know. Sometimes you just gotta use a plan B, you know, the morning after abortion pill.
Abort.
Lebanese cuisine.
Yes, this Lebanese cuisine.
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. That's spectacular. My name is David Snoswell. I'm an American, and I'm visiting here in Australia. And yes. My husband and I are looking for some halal food.
Your husband and yourself?
Yes. No. Yes. So you are halal? Halal menu?
Yes, we do.
Okay, perfect. My husband and I are converting to Islam, so we want to make sure that we are eating properly and respectfully. So that's great.
That's great.
Do you have a wide selection of pulled pork dishes?
What is it?
Yes, we would like some American pulled pork barbecue.
Pork
barbecue?
Yeah, pork barbecue.
How could it be a pork halal, mister?
Well, you know, we're only 50% of the way through the conversion process, so we haven't gotten to the
part yet.
It's no joke. This is a very sensitive topic. I mean, it's a very serious decision that we made. We didn't take it lightly.
Okay. Well, so I'm not Muslim anyway. We're Christian
here. Our sheikh told us to take baby steps.
We're Christian here. Okay.
I mean, we have no problem
with Muslim people. Okay.
I know.
And we have halal menu for our Muslim customers. But you've been sarcastic that for me to prepare for you a pork halal meat.
Yes. Well, no, I didn't say pork halal meat.
What is it then?
Well, just pork. So, I want a pork sandwich.
If you want a pork sandwich, why are you asking if we have a halal menu?
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, we might order some halal food.
How could it be a pork halal?
Well.
There is no such a pork halal. Anyway, come around and see you. I'd like to have a chat with you personally.
Don't you just pray over the pork or something like that?
No, I don't. Because I'm Maronite Catholic.
Will you get me a BLT?
We have Jesus here, and we have Mary, we have the cross, and we respect that so much.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, I would like to eat a pork sandwich sitting underneath the cross.
Yeah, why not? Come around, I'll give you the best pork sandwich under the cross. Why not?
Oh, perfect. And also, we have some questions about restroom etiquette. I understand that as a Muslim man, I cannot wipe my buttocks with my right hand.
Yeah, but I don't know because we're not Muslims, babe.
Okay, well, I have a problem, though.
But you have to speak to all Muslim people about this. You know what I mean? If you find Muslim person to speak about it, so that's not a problem. But I can't answer your question because I'm not Muslim. And you know what? You people have to respect yourself, okay? Because you've got no manners whatsoever. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Oh,
okay?
Don't you cuss at him.
I don't know who the fuck you are, but if you think you're here ringing to be sarcastic about Islam, well, I'm not Muslim, I'm Christian Catholic, and I still don't like, I like you to respect everyone's religion.
You use that language
with customers?
Because you disrespect the person. You've been sarcastic about things.
I don't care what language I use.
I'm entitled to use whatever language I am when you disrespect people. Okay? I've got the right to talk to you the way I want to talk to you because you disrespected person. Why don't you come around here and have a chat with you personally?
I'll tell you what
Muslim religion all about, and I'll show you what respect all about. Thank you.
Hey.
Can you show me tits?
Cunt. she was feisty. What? Ooh.
She got worked up really quick there.
Yeah, she's a spicy Australian woman. Sorry,
I think so. I think somebody else needs to talk to her.
True. Ken, I believe that she's you are enough of a womanizer to drive her over the edge again.
Fucking stop sneezing, I'll fucking talk to her.
Shane Lebanese cuisine.
Hey, bitch, why were you yelling at my friend?
Sorry?
I said, why were you yelling at my friend, bitch? fucking cunt.
I'm gonna show you he's a bitch. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck his ass.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, go fuck Baz's ass.
Carlito says in IRC that he wants to give her a pork sandwich.
With Ken, yes.
With Ken.
And he also wants us to order white steak from Israeli restaurants.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't get it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, what is that?
I think that's in reference. He made some calls a long time ago ordering white steak. I'll have to do some research on that. Carlito, can you explain in chat?
Yes, give us the origin of the premise.
Connection with a white steak in Israel.
I can't call Israel? What?
You can just call... you could just call kosher delis and stuff. Or kosher...
Oh, wait.
Kosher butchers.
There we go. That must have been a noble.
Sawadikha. Shalom. הגעתם למסעדת בית תאילנדי, להזמנות הקישו אחת. לפעות פעילות לכתוב את המסעדה, הקישו שתיים. סוואדיקה. שלום, הגעתם למסעדת בית תאילנדי, להזמנות הקישו אחת. לשעות פעילות לכתוב את המסעדה, הקישו שתיים.
I think most people speak English in Israel, correct?
Okay, Carlito says white steak is the secret name for ordering pork off the menu in Tel Aviv.
Yes, I have actually honed in our location on Tel Aviv, so that will...
Perfect.
Yes.
Cool.
Many thanks, Mr. Carlito.
Nice. Thank you, Carlito. Who's taking this one?
I'll try it. Fuck it.
What's up?
I'll try it.
Okay. All right, I'll take it.
Shalom וברוכים הבאים למסעדת טוטו. Hello and welcome to Toto Restaurant. For English, please dial 7. For reservation, please dial 1. For Toto Cafe, please dial 2. For the office, please dial 3. For accounting, please dial 4. For information regarding operating hours and menus, please dial 5. Thank you.
What was 1? Because that's what I pressed.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
We could talk to the accounting department about their money.
I pressed 1. What was that?
I can't remember. We'll get rerouted. We can talk to management. I think that was 3.
Actually, we should have hit the menu selection. That was really stupid. That's the category we want. So, what the fuck? It's almost 4 in the morning, people. We don't run a very tight ship here.
Yeah.
We suffer from the same human needs that you guys have. Sleep, defecation, and, food.
Fuck yeah.
Water, even.
Yeah, water.
Ejaculation.
Yes.
Ejaculation.
Yes, hand relief.
You have a hand party.
A pool party. As they call it in Australia.
Yeah, no, I understand that in the UK, where Nunu's from, and this is actually probably an act that Nunu engages in, the young men like to play a game called Soggy Biscuit. I'm sure you guys have heard of that.
I've not heard of this.
What they do is they all ejaculate on, they beat off together.
Oh, I have heard of this.
Yeah, and then they ejaculate onto a cookie, and whoever ejaculates last has to eat the cookie.
Can I help you?
Yes, sir, are you aware that in England they play a game called Soggy Biscuit?
Hello?
Yes, sir. In England, they play Soggy Biscuit.
Hello?
Holy shit. Listen, I can't understand you. I have to hang up.
I think he's playing Soggy Biscuit right now.
I think he is playing Soggy Biscuit. that sucks. I actually really wanted to talk to him about that. Okay. What time is it in Tel Aviv? That's a good question here.
It's like plus 5 GMT, so it's gotta be fucking like 2
10 a.m.
in the afternoon.
It's almost 11 a.m.
Is it really?
Yep, it's 10:45. Jesus. So you restaurants have to be opening up, right?
I don't know. You know how those Jews are with their restaurants. I don't know.
What?
I have their morning sacrifice first.
I didn't realize they were. Yeah.
Go they sacrifice.
Satan boy. For Jew Satan. Yeah.
Supple boy.
Hey, Sloth, I need some server information.
Yes.
You over and out.
I still need to whitelist you as well, sir.
White Snake, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Shalom, ברוכים הבאים למסעדת טוטו. Hello and welcome to Toto Restaurant. For English, please dial 7. למסעדה ולהזמנות. ביקשת מספר שגוי. נושא שנית. For reservation, please dial 1. For Toto Cafe, please dial 2. For the office, please dial 3. For accounting, please dial 4. For information regarding operating hours and menus, please dial. Toto is open 7 days a week from 12:30 p.m. till midnight on Thursdays and Fridays.
And this is a beat mission on that one. So we'll move on to Thai House, I guess.
Hey, is this a kosher restaurant?
I guess it's a kosher Thai restaurant. Is there a market for non-kosher food in Israel?
I don't think so.
Sawadika. שלום, הגעתם למסעדת בית תאילנדי, להזמנות הקישו אחת, לשעות פעילות וכתובת המסעדה, הקישו שתיים.
בית תאילנדי, שלום.
היי, שלום.
English.
Hi. שלום.
Hello, I'm an American. Can I speak with you?
Yes, of course.
Oh, wonderful. Shalom. I'm learning Hebrew, because I'm going to school for theology and... I'm coming to Israel to, you know, see the Holy Land and work on a plantation where I'm going to be harvesting the things, the wine, you know. And I would like to come and have some Jewish fare, if that's possible.
Jewish what?
Fare, as in like food. It's what we say in America for food.
Okay.
Have you been to America? It's the best country on earth.
Not yet.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's the best homeland in the world. But anyway, I would like to ask some questions about your menu.
Please,
and
go ahead.
You have a kosher restaurant?
No, it's not kosher. It's a Thai restaurant. We have pork and we have seafood.
Mm, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
So it doesn't make any difference if we order white steak, does it? That doesn't mean anything to you.
Do you understand the reference on that?
The beef and the chicken are kosher, but all the rest is really not.
Oh. Yeah. So like,
do you sound like a sexy boy though. You do. You sound like a hot, sexy, brown boy.
Yeah, sexy Israeli boy. But sir,
are you a big burly boy?
Yeah, big burly IDF soldier. Yeah, did you serve in the IDF?
They have to. It's not.
Understand. You want to make a reservation? You want to tell me a story? You want to make joke on me? What do you want?
We want to ask you
if we can get white steak. At your restaurant, but that doesn't seem.
I want
steak.
Your white steak.
Do you have garlic? What about garlic?
On our menu, you can go inside our site and you can see the whole menu.
Garlic shrimp?
I'd love to go inside outside on you, man.
Huh?
That got a big old circumcised white steak.
Katie K says that circumcised penises are pretty penises. Did you know that? Do you agree with him?
Candy bar.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm sure you've heard of Katie K. Fuck.
Everybody has heard of Katie K. He's the legend.
Longest running prank show.
In Israel.
In Israel.
And he has a pretty penis, he says.
Katie K is actually Alexander Graham Bell's brother. the third phone call. It's a prank call.
It's like a Zappos fact.
What the fuck was that? Zappos joke of the day?
Yeah, that's it.
Bon,
yes, English, please. I'm an American.
Hi.
Yes. Hello, sir. Okay, I'm an American, and I would like you to treat me with the proper respect that an American deserves. You owe a great debt to my country. You know, military aid packages and whatnot. All right?
Actually, no, I'm not. Thank
well,
you.
I expect good service. Fuck.
He didn't like that.
Hey, it's true. That's very true right there. That is
it's
not
totally
even a joke.
True. I think you should hold off on using that until later in the conversation, though.
Yeah. I don't know if we should even say that because it's true. That's just...
Well, it is true, but
it's very
that's
true.
Why it's funny. Because they get all resentful when you say that shit.
I do. But, you know, you prop somebody's economy up and, you know, help pay for their military, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, English for an American.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. I would like to inquire about your menu, sir.
Okay.
Okay, what type of food do you serve? Is it kosher?
No. It's generally not kosher.
Okay,
It have influence from the French kitchen, and from the Israeli kitchen, of course.
Mm.
And you can see it on the website online.
Okay, well, I would like to also inquire about the American discount.
The which American?
Well, I understand that in Israel it's proper etiquette for American tourists to request a discount on account of the great debt that your nation owes to us.
What?
Yes, I understand that it's generally a 20 to 30% discount.
20 to 30% discount?
Yes, to help. It offsets the $3 billion annual military aid that we give to you. It's like a kickback. It's a benefit. We show a card, we show like an American passport, and you give us the discount.
Wait, just a second.
Yeah. He's actually going to ask.
He's going to check it.
American? You know what? I'm not sure about the details.
Yes,
so
you
I can
have
take
to...
your phone number.
No, understand.
The manager
this is...
will.
Sir, it's international law. You have to do it. It's part of the agreements, the military aid agreements.
I don't know about the agreement, but the manager probably.
Well, sir, you should probably brush up on international law because this is a very serious offense you're committing here. If I were to travel to your country and report this to the consulate, believe that there would be repercussions.
There would be an audit.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
You want to give me your phone number?
I do not, because I do not trust you with my phone number. You've already proven yourself to be an international criminal.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And go fuck yourself. In the face.
Hard.
He's still on the phone.
Hi.
So, do we hang up or do we leave him on when we make more calls?
Leave him on.
Just a second, sir.
Okay, hurry up.
Okay.
He's not done yet.
Hello?
Yes, I was speaking to one of your associates there.
Yes, sir?
Yes, I was inquiring if you guys honor the internationally mandated American discount.
Okay.
Yes.
I will explain the situation. Now you are talking with two waiters. Okay?
Sir, okay, listen.
Our
sir.
Manager will arrive around 2 o'clock. If you want, or you can call later, or I will take your phone number and he will call
sir,
you back.
Sir, okay, listen, understand. This is now happening. You guys recently acquired in recent years a number of F-35s that you intend to purchase from us upon the completion
okay.
of that program.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a new generation fighter. Okay? And you will no longer be receiving that as a nation. Understand?
No, I don't really understand.
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, you're not getting your planes. So how about that, motherfucker?
And good luck with Iran without
yeah,
those
good
planes.
Luck.
Sir, I told you, I don't understand. The manager will arrive in... Do you want to come back? It
okay,
will call you back?
No, you know what? You're giving me lip, so the F-22? No. Done. You're not getting any
gone.
Raptors. And that was ignorant, special. We don't even sell those to most people, you ass.
Listen, I will give you the phone number of our office. You can talk with her, okay?
Yeah, and you don't get fuel. Yeah, you no longer get fuel for nuclear subs. No more fissionable material. I don't even know if we should be saying that. About fissionable material, I'd rather not say that.
Got flagged by an NSA computer.
Yeah, I'd rather not say that, I don't think. Carlito, what do you think? That sounds bad.
Well, if you amend it right now, hopefully it'll have a script that, like, reads what the context is.
No, I don't think it works like that. I'm pretty sure that they just go and kick doors in, like, with impunity.
Yeah.
No. Do you have good insurance on your place?
Yeah, Arby has a point. No quantum mechanics and prank calls ever. It's not like we claim to have, like, access to it or anything, just cut off from it. It's a bullshit, ridiculous claim. I think that there is actually a certain thing as far as threats with absurdity when it's concerned in courts.
Like, now there's a black helicopter hovering over my neighborhood. Should I be worried about that?
But, I mean, think about it. I mean, a court could never argue that something was illegal if it was that outlandish. Once they presented who we were. Like, what the fuck is that, you know?
I suppose.
Steve Raby Lounge Market speaking.
Oh, yes. Is this Australia? This is an Australian restaurant. Lebanese?
Lebanese restaurant.
Okay. You have halal food?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, I am an American citizen, and my name is Mr. Newman.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm Marcus.
Yes, I'm an American tourist.
Sure.
Okay,
help you.
Yes. I was recently married in the state of Utah, one of the most free states in the world, I'll tell you what. And goddammit, I married a man. His name is Mr. Snoswell, and I would like you to speak with him, okay?
Sure.
Mr. Snoswell.
Yes, this is Mr. Snoswell. I command a bit of respect because I am an American.
Okay.
So we have some demands.
Sure.
And what was the premise again? I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry, Mr. Newman.
Oh, no, this is Australia. This is just a restaurant. Hey, sir, listen.
Oh, hey, just dirty Australians?
Yes.
Okay. So what kind of food do you serve there at your establishment?
Lebanese food.
Lebanese food. Okay, well, we are converting to Islam. We're about 50% of the way through the process right now. So we just want to verify that your food is halal. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, our imam told us that we should really give up the pork and start getting with the program. So we will be ordering halal food, but we would like to request some hard liquor to go with our meal.
Sure.
Okay, great.
When would you like to book?
Immediately.
Right now?
Yes, we would like to come in within the hour.
Sure, come on down and anything you want, we'll grab for you.
Perfect. So do you have salads?
Yes, we do.
Oh, perfect. Do you have bacon bits for the salad?
Pardon?
Do you have bacon bits, or do we need to bring our own jar of bacon bits?
We're not allowed to serve food from home, and no, we don't have any bacon.
Okay, can we bring our own bacon bits then?
No, we're not allowed, sorry.
Okay, well, we'll just sneak that in, so don't worry about it. No bacon bits for us. We won't bring any. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And whiskey, do you have a good selection of whiskey?
Sure do.
Oh, great. I mean, we're not completely 100% converted yet. The sheikh told us to take baby steps, so we've given up the pork, and we're working on the booze, but we're not quite there yet. And I believe no, I don't. Ron, do you have a piece of paper? Can you write this down?
What was it? What am I writing down?
He's going to give us the directions to the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Number one, Tucker Pride.
I have a piece of paper.
Okay, we got it. And Ron, do you have any questions about bathroom etiquette?
Oh, yeah. Do I have to wipe my ass with my right hand in a Muslim establishment? After I take a shit?
Okay. If you're going to come on down and we'll give you anything you need. Until then,
will you give me a hand job?
Sorry.
Will you give me hand relief? All right.
All right.
He said it.
Yeah.
He didn't say no. He hung up before he could. So I think that he's now legally bound to give me a hand job.
So you can expect a hand party.
Yes. And yes, Carlito, I was overly paranoid about that. Yeah, it was ridiculous. I admit it. It was stupid. It was a stupid concern on that previous call. God damn it. This is a combination Italian and Lebanese dining in Australia.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a good combo there. Baz, I think this is a call for you, or maybe Ken, or does Socially Awkward do calls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. You guys can go, though.
Okay. Is that because you're socially awkward? Are you nervous?
Yeah, I've never been on the Madhouse stream before.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, then you have to do a call.
You do good pranks, awkward. Let's go for it.
I'm okay. I'm just brand new.
Well, no, I mean, you have to now because it's your first time. You have to pop your cherry. You can't just let us get to second base. This has to be a home run.
Okay.
Yeah, and Ken gets to make love to you then.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be two men, one bed.
No, awkward was, he's married to Turbo and D9 and I, remember?
Yeah.
We booked that honeymoon suite in Guam. No, that's Saipan.
All right, Socially Awkward, this is all you. This is...
What are we calling?
Lebanese dining in Australia. You have to ask about Muslim bathroom etiquette, or say whatever you want, really. They have to wipe with their left hand, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't use the right hand.
Yes, you have to use your left hand, and if two men go into the bathroom and shit together, they have to be back-to-back. They cannot speak to each other or look at each other, either.
They can't... No eye contact.
Yes, no eye contact.
With another man defecating.
And you have to step into the bathroom with your left foot.
Say you have a dog, like a service dog.
I think I'm gonna
restaurant because dogs are also taboo. Especially in like a halal place too.
Okay. Why don't one of you start it off and then bring me in or something like that? Because I feel like I'm gonna fuck.
Okay.
It up.
All right. I'll start it off.
That's definitely a job for Baz.
Hello, Nodu. Bob speaking.
Hello, is this the Lebanese restaurant?
It is.
Oh, great. My name is David Snoswell. I'm an American tourist. And I would like to eat at your fine establishment.
Sure.
Perfect. So do you serve halal food on your menu?
We do. If you give me 30 seconds, I'll double check which ones are.
Okay.
One sec.
Faggot.
So what's your gay name again? Was it Raspberry?
Yeah.
I'll tell the guy that I'm coming in with my.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, no problem.
On the Lebanese side, all the skewers are halal. You got the chicken, the lamb, and the tusker.
Oh, perfect. Do you have any halal pork?
Pardon?
Halal pork?
No.
Okay. Well, at any rate, I'm coming in with my fiance. His name is Raspberry.
Hey, how are you?
He had some concerns about using the restroom because we are converting to Islam and we want to make sure that we are using the restroom appropriately. Raspberry, can you state your concern?
Yeah, yeah. First, is there any way you can get somewhere that's a little quieter?
Sorry?
Can you get somewhere that's a little quieter? There's a lot of noise in the background. I don't
I'm in the quietest part of the restaurant.
You can hear us very well?
Yeah.
Okay, I have concerns about the restroom. What side are the toilet paper dispensers set up on?
Sorry?
What side of the stall are the toilet paper dispensers erected on?
So are you looking to come in and have a meal?
Well, yes, but I have Crohn's disease, so if I need to use the restroom, I have a certain method that I need to use in order to clean myself down there. And if I can't use that method, I'm not going to just reach over. It's like reaching over someone's plate and then have doo-doo paper go the other way. So I need to know what side of the stall the toilet paper dispensers are erected on.
It's not a store.
Oh, yeah, so it's only one toilet? Question.
So if you'd like to come in, I can take a reservation for you. But I do
sir,
need to go.
You, sir, are a faggot. Do you understand that?
Sorry?
If we use the bathrooms, are the stalls back-to-back?
Because there are occasions when Raspberry and I need to defecate at the same time.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that we can avoid all eye contact if we are both defecating.
We can still hold hands through a glory hole, but
yeah, because our imam told us that we should avoid eye contact with other men when we're defecating. Our imam
is that
maybe you
he's
can
our shaykh,
white steak.
You know, he's our spiritual
well, can
advisor.
I suggest two different bathrooms then.
Yeah. Do you have a glory hole so that we can hold hands as we use the restroom? Back to back? In the dark? Wiping with only the left? Thin toilet paper?
God damn.
Well, I have a problem with wiping with the left. I'm a veteran. I was lost my left hand in a roadside bomb attack in Afghanistan. So either I have to wipe with my right hand or I have to wipe for me.
Him. Yeah. So if the stall is inadequate, there's going to be big problems. You're going to have to go in there and help him because I'm just tired of this.
Yeah, I'll tip you Jiminy. Generously.
Yeah.
And I believe he's gone. No?
Hello, sir?
Hi. Hi.
Yeah. Yes, and also, I think that I ask you, do you serve pork chops on your menu?
White steak. If you're a real Muslim, so you know that pork isn't halal.
Okay.
Well, white steak is.
If we other food, can we bring in some pork?
Look, I'm really busy. If you'd like to come in for dinner, more than welcome to come in.
Well,
can I
make an order? I'd like to get some white steak, but
no.
I need my white steak Carlito.
I'm going to go. Thanks for that anyway.
Cunts.
Bye.
Wait. Don't hang up, please.
Australian pito.
I was trying to get him to agree to let me bring in some other food so I could use Arby's idea to bring the barbecue in.
I want to use that one, damn it. It's like, I mean, it's okay. Not like we can't all use the same premise.
Go for it. I mean, he didn't let me get that far.
No, I'm not
my
calling him back. I'm calling a different
Carlito.
Holding hands to the glory hole was funny.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy too.
That's for wine too. That's for like a bottle of scotch.
There's not many restaurants you can go and order a bottle of scotch. It's kind of weird. I mean, if they would let
tell
you, it'd be
money
fucking
is
expensive.
No object.
Well, that last place, the guy said they had a big selection of whiskey.
Yes, I'm an American citizen. My name is Mr. Newman, and I'm a tourist here.
Yep.
Okay.
You're what you want.
All right, I'll be coming into your establishment to enjoy pastries, it seems like. Okay?
Yeah, right, beautiful.
Yeah, what sort of pastries do you offer?
We do have the mixed ones, the cashew ones. And,
okay, so are these Muslim halal pastries?
Yeah, it's halal pastry.
Okay, listen, is this a dine-in establishment?
Dine-in?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. Are you asking about dine-in?
Yeah, dine-in. May I eat there? Are we allowed to eat pastries there?
Just, could you wait for a second, please?
Okay, hurry the fuck up, faggot.
Thank you.
The hell is that in the background?
It's fucking loud.
Hello?
Yes. My name is Mr. Newman, and I'm an American citizen. Okay?
From what?
Yes, I'm an American citizen, and I'm a tourist there. I already went over this.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be dining in your establishment. Am I allowed to eat pastries there on the premises? Son of a bitch.
Wait, sorry? Sorry, can I eat,
my God, can I eat a pastry at your goddamn store?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, so it's a sit-down place. I can go and I can sit down and I can eat my fucking baklava.
Sorry, can you inspect yourself a place?
Well, okay, yeah, I can do that. Listen, anyway, I'm gonna buy pastries there, but I wanna also eat other food, okay? So
just come here and tell me you can eat whatever you like.
Well, I was, okay, so what I wanna do is I wanna bring in a charcoal grill and some pork chops and grill those up.
No, we can't do that.
Why can't I bring in a charcoal grill?
Because we can't.
Well, what if I have like a HEPA filter, like a really good HEPA filter. It's expensive. It's like $10,000. What if I bring that in? Like I could bring a drill and I could mount it over the table.
No, sorry, we can't do anything like that.
Why not? And then I'll get one of those hood vents, you know, like in a lab. And I need a window seat because the HEPA filter, it actually vents outside, so. And I need a high voltage outlet because it's considered a major appliance. Okay, it draws a lot of power. It's like two kilowatts.
Sorry, we're closed tonight. That's it.
Okay, well, I'm still gonna come in there and do it when you guys are closed.
Sorry,
I'm gonna install it.
Close.
Look,
I'm
coming.
Not to come because I will kick you out.
No, I'm gonna get into your restaurant and I'm gonna install that HEPA filter and I'm gonna bring my charcoal grill in, motherfucker.
Shut up, motherfucker.
Oh, motherfucker.
You are not closed.
Yeah, but.
Oh, motherfucker.
You're lying. Oh, shit.
Yes.
All of a sudden, oh, we're closed.
Shut up, motherfucker.
But yeah, see, that's what I wanted to do with that is just build upon it and just see what else you can add to the list of ridiculous things you're going to bring in and install and use in their restaurant.
So call him back. He was getting kind of pissed.
Yeah, he was. And it's your turn, whoever wants to take it.
He's not gonna answer.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Dr. Unk, take that dog that you found into the vet. That could actually go to its kidneys and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it starts to pee blood, for instance, you really have to get it in.
Oh, no. I was saying this in the context of the restaurant.
Okay.
Or in the law restaurant.
I thought that was
not
legit.
Not actually speaking about a dog I found.
Look,
no.
It's 4 a.m. and I'm an animal guy,
I know.
I worry about animals that people find. It's
yeah.
Go to the hell, motherfucker.
No, son of a bitch. I appreciate. Yeah, I was what are you talking about? Take it to a vet. Oh God, yeah, that does look terrible.
Yeah.
I have a dog I found.
Yeah.
Has a bladder problem.
Yeah, I'm just gonna not take it to the vet. Fuck it. You know, it's
yeah.
Cool.
I'm just gonna let it just whelp all night long.
It pees every 20 minutes. I think it's fine.
Yeah, we actually had a cat in real life that had a bladder infection and it got into the kidneys, and we had to put it down.
Yes, it's very urgent to take care of that in cats. It spreads easily.
So everyone out there, if your animal has a bladder problem.
Yes, this is Bob Barker reminding you to get your pets spayed or neutered.
Spayed and neutered.
Yes. All right, so Baz, would you like to speak with the Byblos restaurant and bar and try to bring your grill in?
Sure.
Thank you.
You have reached Big Loss Restaurant and Bar. Sorry, we can't get to the phone right now. Our trading hour...
Son of a bitch.
What time is it there? They can't. They shouldn't be closed now, should they?
Oh, no way. I mean, the pastry shop was open.
Yeah. And now you got me hungry for some baklava. you ever tried that before?
Yes, I have.
It's delicious.
We're in the same boat, though. I've actually had a craving for a good tiramisu for a while now, and I have yet to go acquire that, so...
That's some good shit.
That it is. And there's a place around here that makes really good, really good shit.
Hey, is this the restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, is this dirty Lebanese food?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Are your cooks, are your chefs clean?
Who is this?
My name is David Snoswell. I'm an American. We have very high standards in America. And I just have a few concerns.
I know. I've eaten in New York, and I know what you mean about high standards.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It has the strongest fecal aroma of every city in the U.S., little known fact.
Hello? Okay.
Sorry, I just had to add that.
Oh, no.
No, I think he was on the...
But that's a true fact. You can look it up on Wikipedia.
That was an interesting fact.
Yeah, it smells like garbage, piss, and shit. That's the scent of the city.
Call that guy back. He was a little testy. I think we can get him worked up.
Yes.
If we can get him to answer again. I'll apologize first.
Good evening, Zum Zum. David speaking.
Yes, hi, I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize. I think we got off to the wrong foot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my name is David Snoswell. I would like to come in and enjoy a fine meal at your restaurant.
Yes, I'll just pass you on to who you were speaking to. 1 second.
Oh, thank you.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello. I'd like to apologize. I think we got off on the wrong foot. I'm the American, and I would like to come in, but I have some questions about your establishment.
Unfortunately, you've rang at a very busy time, sir. If you'd like, you're quite welcome to ring back tomorrow afternoon.
Well, no, I'm hungry now, and I have a lot of money, and I would like to spend a lot of money in your restaurant.
Did you want to come in?
Yes, definitely.
For how many?
Four men.
Five how
men.
Many are you?
Five. Five men.
Five. And your name?
My name is David Snoswell.
What time?
And we would like to order some pork chops, if possible.
Pardon?
Pork chops. God, it's just too freaking loud there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Would you like to talk to the Prophet Lebanese Cafe?
Yeah. Somebody else want to take that?
Dr. Unk?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Or Mr. Kniff? Or Socially Awkward? Or Turbo? Anybody? It's just Baz and I taking these calls, goddammit.
Yeah, Turbo, you still there?
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Sorry, this is the Prophet. How can I help?
Hey, Helen was silent.
Sorry?
Oh, hello. My name is, Ian, and I'm coming down from America, and I'd like to call. Is this restaurant halal?
Yeah, we are halal. Are you wanting to have a table tonight?
Yes, me and my...
Sorry?
Yes, me and my beautiful wife already have reservations.
Oh, you already have a reservation, sorry. So what name's that? I'll just double check, see if it's here.
It's Paisley.
What time was it for tonight?
It was for 8:30.
So you have made the booking for tonight?
Yes, of course. I made this booking weeks in advance.
For 8:30, did you say?
Yes.
And what name was that, sorry?
Paisley.
Paisley.
Because I need that table. I'm going to propose to my wife. And I have this.
Was it
the
6:30 by any chance?
Yeah, I think so.
What was the last three digits to your contact phone number? Just double check, because it looks like it's just the wrong name.
Oh, no, no. No, it was.
What was the last three digits to your phone number?
367.
367.
Because I made this reservation weeks in advance, madam. And I am proposing to my girlfriend tonight. I can't believe you haven't heard of this yet. Madam, this is very suspicious.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find where your booking is.
Okay, I'm sorry for taking such a short tone with you, ma'am, but this is very important. My Australian Muslim wife is getting proposed to you today, and it has to happen tonight.
So you wanted the table for 8:30?
Yes.
Okay.
8:30 is enough.
Cool. And did you want a table inside?
What temperature is it supposed to be tonight?
Because we could do a table outside or in. I'm so sorry that I couldn't find your booking. I have no idea what happened, but we have early tables, so if you want to come in at 8:30, we'll have something by then.
Awesome.
So I'll just remake the booking, and I'm so sorry for that. Terrible.
Oh, it's quite all right. I don't blame you for it. It was probably some other incompetent hostess.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's awful, especially on such an important night. Cool. What Paisley, did you say the name?
Yes, Paisley.
Would you like a table in or outside?
I'll take inside.
Inside,
as
cool.
As my previous conversations.
Cool. Paisley, two people, 8:30, and I'll grab your contact phone number.
Yeah. Hold on one second. I just gotten a new phone.
That's fine.
I just need to look up this number. So hold on. I gotta look at the phone number.
Sure.
So how's the night been?
Sorry,
I'm
quite
looking
busy
at
tonight.
It's quite busy.
Yeah, quite busy tonight.
So I was wondering if I could get a bacon sandwich there. Do you guys serve pork?
No, we don't.
I'm sorry. Here it is. Here it is. It's 6-1. And I also need a bottle of whiskey. It's going to be very
A bottle of whiskey. We don't. We are BYO, unfortunately. Cash only in BYO.
Oh, so we can bring our own whiskey?
Yes, if you'd like.
Awesome.
So we have ice and mixes and things if you'd like.
Oh, wonderful. That's just great. Also, I have a dog that I found. And I need
Sorry?
To bring it in. I was in the war, and I have a service animal I found. And I need to bring it in the restaurant. Is that all right, ma'am?
Sorry, just hold for a moment. I think someone's playing a trick on me.
What?
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a bitch. You don't laugh at a wounded combat veteran. That's fucked up.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello.
No, I'm sorry. I was just talking to that lady, and she thinks I'm playing a trick on her. And I was just explaining to her that I'm a wounded combat veteran from America, and I fought and served with more people to fight those goddamn terrorists. And I lost my right arm and my left leg for this country and your country.
Sorry. How can I help you?
I'm sorry. I'm just really frustrated with what that woman just said, because I'm very legitimate. I'm posing to my wife at 8:30 reservations under Paisley. It's very important. I'm going to be in a wheelchair, indoor seating. I'm bringing a bottle of whiskey. I'm also going to bring my service dog, because I was in the war, and the service dog helps me with my post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I need to bring it in.
Okay, sorry, what was the reservation name under?
Paisley.
And which night was it for?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yes. I called about this forever ago.
Okay. So I just need to find your reservation. Could you spell the name for me?
Yes. P-A-I-S-L-E-Y.
And what was the reservation number for it?
The last three digits?
Yeah, or the whole number?
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry, I'm just getting used to this Australian phone.
Yep, sorry about the mix-up.
Oh, it's quite all right. The last three digits are... the last four are 1101.
1101?
Yes.
So I can't seem to see that reservation here tonight.
Well, she just made the reservation because there was a mix-up, and she's been very accommodating, Ellen Elizabeth, or whatever the fuck.
Also, you wanted to make the booking for tonight?
No, I made the booking, sir. I made the booking a long time ago. I'm proposing to my wife tonight. And
yep.
That Emily Elizabeth, Jess, or whatever her name was, she just fucking fixed the mistake that you people made. I've been in communication with you guys over the past couple weeks.
Okay. Would the reservation name have been under another phone number?
It's possible. I mean, this is the only phone number I have in Australia, but I did make the reservation some other time ago.
Could it have been under another name, sir?
Could it have been under another name?
Yes. Do you remember booking it under a last name or your wife's name?
No, Paisley
or?
Is my last name.
Paisley. Okay, and your first name?
Ian.
And was it for 7? Was it for 8 people at 7 p.m.?
It was 8:30, 2 people. It was me and my soon-to-be fiancé, sir. And my service animal.
Okay, sir. I don't have it here, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you to come down, and I'm going to put you somewhere just like Gemma told you. And
Gemma, that was
I'm so sorry that your reservation's not here. Maybe someone has accidentally put it on the wrong day.
Oh, that just...
Sir, this is really just like a conversation. It's getting very tedious.
Yeah, fuck you, sir.
Yeah, we'll see you tonight at 8:30.
Well, can I fuck you in the butt?
This is a wind-up.
Yeah,
sorry?
This is a wind-up call?
A wind-up.
But it's gotten too boring.
It's long now.
It's gotten
now.
Too boring. It really
How
has.
Long ago did we call you, motherfucker?
Dude, that went on forever.
This is like 10 minutes, you son of a bitch. You owe us that time back.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my bad, but dude, 10 minutes, just like half of that was just rambling on about him losing your reservation
fucking
and shit.
Sorry.
It happens.
No, that's okay. Sometimes it's, you know, hard to go somewhere with a call.
Yeah, like you keep feeling like you're going to work something in, but then it just doesn't work out. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I hate that. Sometimes I, you know, you get kind of lost inside of a call and you don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah. I don't know how to like shit on him in the right way.
Yeah. Fucking...
I tried to get the dog in there, the big shaggy, mangly mutt. But
yeah.
They were just so fucking accommodating. God damn them and their service.
Yeah, that's actually what was a problem, is they were very accommodating.
Yeah.
It's hard to wind them up.
Kill them, kindness.
Yes, son of a bitch. This is Mr. Newman, and I'm an American citizen.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay, we'll move to a different part of the restaurant, woman.
One second, let me just say this.
Yes, you're speaking to an American man.
Hello?
Yes, you're speaking with an American man, and my name is Mr. Newman.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that you are Sammy's restaurant, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I will be coming in with my husband, Mr. Snoswell, to dine at your filthy establishment, okay?
Where?
Yeah, I'll be coming in to dine at your restaurant.
Yeah.
And I would like to order a great deal of food there, but I would also like to ask about certain accommodations of my own food that you do not serve there.
Yeah, did you want to order, or did you just want to walk in?
No, I'll walk in, and I will order food from your restaurant, but I would also like to bring some of my own food in.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine.
I can't hear you.
That's fine. It's okay.
Okay, well, can I also bring in a charcoal grill to cook it on? I need to bring in a charcoal grill to cook it on.
A charcoal grill?
Yeah, like a small one. I have a portable charcoal grill.
You want to bring your own?
Yeah, my own charcoal grill into the restaurant.
Yeah, just hold on 1 second. Talk to someone who can help you.
Okay, cool. Cunt.
Hello.
Yes, sir. My name is Mr. Newman. And I'm an American citizen.
American citizen?
Yes, I'm a very important American.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I will be coming into your restaurant, and I will be purchasing a great deal of food from you. All right, sir?
Something? I can't hear you well.
Okay, well, then you should probably take the penis out of your ears. How about that, motherfucker? Can you hear that?
You're a loud, nasty restaurant.
You're a dirty motherfucker.
From where are you talking? Which country?
I'm calling on behalf of International Business Machines.
Pardon?
Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of International Business Machines.
Okay, from where are you talking? From which country?
International, country, not company. But yeah, I mean, we're calling from Australia, but also we're on behalf of International Business Machines.
Okay, but could you talk on the phone, not through the speaker?
Well, I'm not talking through the speaker. Will you shut the fuck up?
Because I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's because you have a man's big erect member stuffed right in your face, and in your ears, and in your mouth, and you're sucking him off like a big gay idiot.
You guys are a loud, nasty restaurant. You need to go someplace that's quiet so you can listen attentively.
Yeah, I'm so done trying to hear that fucking asshole.
All those restaurants are so fucking loud.
Yeah, I think we're getting lunch rush or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds so fucking busy.
Then Skype, you know, when you have all that background noise, it really makes it difficult.
Yeah, it sucks because the people on the stream don't get that because it runs off main mix and they're not actually in the conference.
Yeah.
So to them, it's just like, you know, for no reason at all, we're saying, oh, I can't hear you. Like that sort of thing.
It's too bad. He sounded like he could get wound up if given the chance.
Yeah, he had that accent. He's not Australian. He's something else. Yeah. He's
displaced. One of those fiery devil people.
Yeah, he has culture shock still.
Hello, no.
Yes, woman, my name is Mr. Newman, okay, bitch?
Pardon?
Yes, I said my name is Mr. Newman. Can you understand me? Do you speak English?
Yeah, I can speak English. How can I help you?
All right, I will be coming into your restaurant, and I will be purchasing a great deal of food from you dirty people.
Okay, sure.
Okay, and
yes.
I would also like to bring a small quantity of my own food.
Pardon?
I would like to bring in a small quantity of my own food, please, as well.
Small wine?
Yeah, maybe wine, but also some pork chops, okay?
Sorry, I think we don't have any certificate to serve the wine, so we are not allowed. I'm sorry for that.
Okay, well, can I bring in the pork chops and a charcoal grill?
Yes, but if you want to have here your food, we are not allowed. We cannot serve, and, you know, we are not allowed to... You know, our customers also cannot bring the wine here.
I know, I'm not going to bring wine. I'm going to bring pork. Do you know pork?
Pork?
Yeah, ham, like ham.
From the pig?
And pork.
Just a second.
Hurry the fuck up, God.
Hello?
Yes, sir, listen.
Yes.
Okay.
How can I help you, sir?
Listen very carefully to me. I'm an American.
Yes, how are you?
Yes, I've said this many times tonight, okay? I'm tired. It's fucking so late. Okay, listen, I'm going to be coming into your restaurant. I'm going to be spending so much money. It's going to be a lot.
Yep.
I have fat stacks, motherfucker. Do you understand that?
Hello?
Yes, I have fat stacks, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to bring in my own food, pork chops, okay?
night, sorry, we don't have flights.
Well, no, I'm going...
It doesn't matter how much you want to spend.
No, sir.
We don't have flights.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to come in, and I'm going to bring in my own food, and I'm going to bring in a charcoal grill.
sorry, Mike, you can't.
No, I'm gonna make burgers. Okay? But
all right. I said sorry, you can't.
No,
right.
I'm
do
doing it.
You want,
look,
you don't
get a choice. I'm coming into your restaurant when you guys close, and I'm going to do it anyway.
All right, few more of them will come.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to come into the restaurant. I'm gonna touch your sister's titties, and I'm going to use my charcoal grill, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah.
And then we're going to make you airtight.
Wow. I am getting tired. It is late. We're still going
to
be on.
I'm going to have to talk out. It was good. It was good talking with you guys.
Yes. I mean, I'm still good, but.
Yeah, I'm going to pass out. So, all right, you guys. Good night. Good night, Mad House.
Dr. Runk.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, I mean, is everybody else still good to proceed forward?
For a little bit. Yeah, hey, Turbo, we should. Do you want to try calling that Toyota Sienna lady one more time?
Yeah, we should give her another shot. Let me just pop that number right up. Van Glory Hole Lady. Yes.
Oh, we never called that other guy you guys wanted.
Transportation of the Glory Hole Camp residents.
Okay, let me just drop that in here. There you go.
Dialing.
She's probably been dreading this phone call all day.
Hello.
Hello, this is David Snoswell. We spoke last night about coming in over to see your Toyota Sienna.
Okay.
Yes, if you remember, I was on the phone with you last night with my associate, Robert Turbois. We are the directors of the Guam Glory Hole Camp, and we wanted to come and test out the Sienna to see if it meets our needs, and you told us to call back today.
Okay.
Yeah, Robert, can you...
We have that cucumber ready to go.
Okay.
So, yeah, and we do have the portable Glory Hole, that the one that fits inside the window. The Glory Hole adapter. And just to reiterate, we will be keeping our penises in our pants as per your request. Robert will be holding the cucumber between his legs to simulate an erect penis. And he will insert it through the Glory Hole. And I will be on the other end to ensure that we're getting the proper coverage, you know, the proper amount of surface area coming out the other end of the Glory Hole. And
just for you to know, ma'am, I've been reading through the books, and this has never been done before, the thing with the cucumber. So you'll be a piece of history.
Yes, and we will be bringing along some journalists to document this. We will ask you if you would mind signing a waiver, because here, you know, we will like to put your name and picture into the article that will be appearing in the
Glory
Hole.
I'm sorry, I don't want anything. Look, okay, if you're going to buy the van, you're going to buy the van. I'm not going to do anything with no cucumber or whatever. This is...
You said that was
ridiculous. If you're going to buy the van, give me the cash of the van. I don't care what you do with it. I'm not going to go through this whole signing of a waiver stuff that you're talking about, and you're not taking...
This will be in Glory Hole Monthly.
No. Are you...
You can
just
skip that.
Give me cash. You take the van. I don't care what you do with it.
Do the cucumber test. That's what you said. You're going back on your word?
No, because you guys are ridiculous.
Well, you know what? Maybe I will. Maybe I will take my cock out.
If you're
going
to buy the van, you're going to buy the van. That's just it.
You're going to do the cucumber test as we discussed yesterday. Now you're getting all hostile.
Well, you know what? Take the cucumber and shove it up your ass. So if you're going to buy the van, you can talk. If you're not going to buy the van, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
You just need to do the cucumber test, and then we'll give you the full amount you're asking. There's no need to get aggressive.
No.
Even give you a bonus, too.
Take the van. I don't need a bonus. Because I can fuck you with the cucumber if that's what you want.
That's totally uncalled for. Like, I'm shaking right now.
Your conversation to me is totally uncalled for. The van is for sale.
$7,000.
You know what? The van is now for sale for $8,000. How about that?
The $8,000, but we do have to do the test we agreed on.
So you don't have to do anything. As soon as the money's in my possession, the van is now yours, and you can do whatever you want. Other than that, if I don't have money in my hand, therefore the van is not yours, you are not touching the van. Simply put, the van is now at $8,000.
I'm going to put my...
If you don't have the money, I'm sorry. Please do not call my phone again. You understand? You understand?
Mr. Newman?
This is our attorney.
Yeah, ma'am. Listen, as
you
their attorney,
I don't give a shit who's your attorney.
Ma'am, I'm gonna come there and
really
I'm gonna put my penis
really
in the tailpipe
care.
Of your van.
I don't care.
I'm gonna stick it in you when you're asleep. I'm gonna put it into the van. So I guess that's fucked up. She broke her contract with you guys. That was a verbal agreement that you guys had with her.
She was much more chill yesterday. I think, you know, 24 hours to marinate on that. It got to her.
It took two calls and separated by 24 hours to push her over the edge. She finally told us to stick the cucumber up our ass.
I thought you were going to be like, yeah, that's what we intend to do. You know what I mean? But
it's late.
It is, you know.
Oh, that was funny.
Okay, so we'll try this Cockney Liverpool asshole again. Go back to that.
Turbo, I'm going to isolate both of those and then splice them together.
Nice.
Yeah, it was doing this earlier, too.
Yeah.
It's weird. He might have actually a bad line at his house. Is this a landline? Do you know? Actually,
it's
It would have to be because I can't call mobile on UK
anymore. Credit. So. No.
Yeah, I'm still pretty pissed about that because they took that right out from underneath of us. We used to be able to do that.
Oh, when did they make the change?
It was like a couple days ago, as far as I know. Maybe I'm off on that, but that's when I noticed it.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to do some UK calls maybe last week and tried some mobiles, and I wasn't able to get through with my international subs.
Yeah, and I mean, we used to be able to. That was one of the big benefits, because the UK is a good place to call.
Yeah.
Okay. What time is it in the UK? 9 a.m.
You could try the Bin Wizard. He's always good for a laugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Bin Wizard?
You might have to explain this, Turbo.
Yeah, it's a number... I think Nunu got it originally, and it's an 84-year-old man who's half deaf, and I've been calling him a lot. Initially, I was saying he was a wizard, and like I was asking for his services, like casting spells to stave off the American invasion, the joint American-Somalian invasion, actually, magical barriers and whatnot. And then I started calling him a lot with Mr. Eric Days, and he just pretends to be from the local council and asks him silly questions about his wheelie bins. And we got a neighbor on the phone once who, like, shoot it out.
He yelled at us for giving this guy a bad time.
He's got a good... Deep, get it. There it is.
Yeah, Bin Wizard is a beautiful nickname, by the way. I just want you to know that. It's perfect.
Better than Funny Brit, which was my original note.
Hello. Your call can't be taken at the moment.
That's unfortunate.
He used to have a funny voicemail, too. but that's gone. I don't know what happened.
We'll try him one more time. Maybe he's still sleeping.
He's usually up and about at this hour. Maybe he's taking a shit.
Maybe he fell down and broke his hip because you guys stressed him out so much.
So distressed.
I can only fucking hope.
Wow.
I think the last time we talked to him, though, that was when he put his neighbor on the phone.
Well, I've talked to him since then.
Oh, okay.
Call him like...
Well, fuck that.
So much for the bin wizard.
Yes.
Checking in on Guam Craigslist here.
I'm going to try the grill premise again in the UK this time.
I think you should also use a skin on your skin.
Thank you for calling the kitchen. We will be with you shortly.
What was that?
Bacon grease on your skin. It's a medical thing. Thing that's for your ex.
Good morning, kitchen. How can I help?
Yes. My name is Mr. Newman. Okay, woman.
Yeah.
And I am addressing you, you know, as an authority figure and also as your superior commanding officer.
Okay.
Okay. Now I want you to understand and listen very carefully. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Mandrake, have you ever heard of fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, it's part of a worldwide communist conspiracy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Russians.
Right.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to be coming into your restaurant.
Okay.
I'm going to be purchasing a great deal of food.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
Okay, so listen very carefully. I would also like to bring in a portion of my own food.
Okay.
So that I may maintain the purity of my bodily essence. You see?
Right.
Yes. Oh, excuse me. Holy shit. Okay, so, yeah, I'd also like to bring in a charcoal grill with which to cook my food.
I see.
Will this be acceptable?
I'm sure it's something we can look into for you.
Okay, well, I need to know immediately because I'm coming in like 10 minutes and I have my charcoal grill and I have my pork chops and I intend to cook them there.
Okay. In fact, yes, yep, the manager thinks that's absolutely fine. Yeah.
Oh, so I can bring a charcoal grill into your restaurant and use it?
Certainly.
Okay. Are you at least going to give me a window booth?
I'm sure we can see what we can do.
Because, I mean, that's toxic fumes. So.
Right. Of course, I understand.
Really? I mean, ma'am, seriously, think about what you're saying. You're putting your diners, your customers at risk.
Oh, that's all right. The restaurant is empty at the moment, so if you were to come in 10 minutes, that would be absolutely fine.
Okay, and you've never seen Dr. Strangelove? Seriously?
No.
No, well, you're an uncultured wanker and a cunt to boot.
Oh.
Yeah, really? And I'm going to come in there and I'm going to kiss you on the lips.
Okay.
Yeah, and down
below too.
Yeah, because you're a foxy bird. I think they call them over here where I am currently.
I want to eat your asshole.
Okay.
Yes, I don't avoid women, Mandrake, but I do deny them my essence.
I see. I understand.
Yes. And you are still a slut. And I don't really know how to end this call because it's late. I'm tired and I've already done so many.
Right.
Can you just get mad and yell at him and tell him to fuck off and hang up?
Yeah, it's like almost 5 a.m. here. I've been...
I mean, we're trying to wind you up, but you're not getting mad.
Yeah. But I do think that you're a sexy lady and you probably have, you know, a nice body.
Yeah.
Do you show off your titties? Do you wear tight clothes?
Luscious tits.
As Carlito would say.
I bet you have a nice juicy twat.
Yeah.
Do you how
hot.
Can you give us so an estimate hot. On the size of your areolas, ma'am?
I want to put a Snickers bar in your snatch. And then
she hung up, but she laughed about it. We're calling her back. But yeah, I mean, it's fucking 5 a.m. here, guys. I'm shitty.
Yeah, I got to get some sleep here myself.
Well, I'm going to let other people take calls if they'd like.
We will be with you shortly.
But yeah, I mean, I just personally am pretty much useless at this point, I think.
Good morning. Yeah, I think I can help.
Yeah, we spoke earlier.
Yeah, I think we got cut off. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, I apologize, Wanker. Here, speak with Baz.
Hello, okay. I'm David Snoswell. How are you? She didn't want to speak with me.
No, and I told her you were Baz and everything. She should have known.
I'm hurt.
Yes. We'll call her back one more time.
That's uncalled for.
Thank you for calling the kitchen. We will be with you shortly.
Hello, ma'am. Why did you hang up on me? That's very hurtful. And she did it again.
That sucks. She's playing hard to get, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Try the Criterion restaurant. It's very fancy. Turbo, Awkward, Ken, Baz. Who would like to take it?
I'm getting there. Turbo, you want to take one?
Okay.
All right, this is Turbo. This is just a random restaurant in London.
Maybe you can get some penetration.
Thank you for calling Criterion Restaurant. We are now closed. Phone lines will reopen at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Motherfucker.
She tricked me. I thought it was a real person for me.
We can try
a breakfast restaurant strictly.
That's a good question. It's a good idea. It's really a good idea if I could get my fucking headphone wire off my keyboard.
Yeah, you know what, guys? I'm gonna have to turn in myself.
True that. Thanks for doing calls with us, Baz. And have a pleasant evening. Have a pleasant
day. Yeah, right. See you later, guys.
Good night. Good All right, there's the Breakfast Club in London. And one of the items on their menu that I can see here in the review is Smeg Fridge, which is very close to Smegma. I don't know what that is. Smeg Fridge?
Smeg Fridge?
Yeah, it sounds like slang for a fridge that they keep Smegma in. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you preserve that.
Yeah. Smegma Bank.
It's actually a brand of refrigerator.
Wow.
They're very colorful.
Well, I guess it's an attraction of sorts.
They exude style.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. This is Sophia.
Hi, I'm interested in coming into the staff.
Sorry? Hello?
Yeah, I apologize. My husband here has a bad connection.
Sorry, I can't hear what you're saying.
Hey, get the penis out of your ears, woman.
Sorry?
Get the penis out of your ears.
Why do you have a phone if you cannot hear people on it?
You were actually breaking up there, in all fairness, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she just had smegma in her ears.
They keep a lot of it on hand, I understand. Alright. Here, you can try the Table Cafe now.
And it's busy.
Motherfucker. And try the Botanist. It's a very weird name for a restaurant.
It is.
Botanist. Or a name for a really shitty superhero or villain.
Thank you for calling the Botanist. Please select from one of the following five options. For address details, please press 1. For opening times, press 2. For reservations, please press 3.
Good morning, Botanist. Judy speaking. How may I help?
Are you the head botanist?
Sir, we are the botanist.
Oh, so you're the head botanist. That's good, because I have this weird plant growing in my lawn, and I don't know. I don't like the way it's looking at me.
I'm sorry?
Can I bring it into the restaurant, and you can study it while I eat a meal?
Sorry, what would you like to bring in?
This odd plant. I would like you to study it, being a botanist, and tell me your conclusions while I eat a meal.
Okay. Yeah, when would you like to come in?
Hold on, I gotta put on an associate.
Okay, just a moment.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, shit. They have very mystical horror music.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. This is Mr. Newman.
Okay, hello.
Yes, I will be coming...
So you would like to book a table with us?
Fucking right I would.
Okay. When would you like to come in?
Well, I'd like to come in as soon as possible.
You would like to come in for breakfast? We are a restaurant, you know that.
Yes, I'm fully aware that you're a restaurant.
I was just a little bit confused.
Yeah, do you think that you're better than me because that you're not American, you bitch?
Excuse me?
I said, do you think that I could come in there for breakfast and that I could possibly, eat some food?
No, I'm sorry, but you just called me a bitch.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Ma'am, I did not. I said no such thing.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry.
Ma'am, what? I don't appreciate you slandering me and putting words in my mouth. Cunt, we're calling her back.
That was awesome.
Thank you for calling the botanist. Please select for one of the following. Thank you for calling the botanist. This is Tara speaking. How may I help you?
My name is Gerald, and I've never called before.
Hi, Gerald. How are you? How can I help you today?
I'm doing pretty well. I'd like to come in there and maybe touch your titties a little bit.
That is very wrong behavior to be calling a restaurant, and I'm sorry. Please do not call here again.
But
thank
you. I'm going to call a lot. I'm going to call you a lot. All right, it's Ken's turn, I think. Maybe not.
Goddamn right it is.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the botanist. Please select for one of the following... Just to let you know that we're reporting this number to a police.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's great. I mean, we're in another country. Dumbass. They're going to extradite us for calling that woman a bitch. Saying I'm just going to come in and touch her titties. All right, this is the Salty Dog Hotel and Bistro. Whoever would like to take it, because I'm not.
Ah. Good morning, the Salty Dog Hotel and Bistro. How can I help?
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi, I was in there earlier today, and I had something to eat, and I used the restrooms.
Uh-huh.
Everything was really clean and everything, but when I went to actually use the restroom itself and I sat down, I had a situation where part of my privates touched the water, and ever since then it's been itching, and I was just wondering, like, what do you guys use to clean the commodes?
That is good. It's been a while since we've done that.
Bitch.
Oh, man, we could even do the Brent Westwood. I wiped, but the toilet paper was too thin. So
I love that. And it went in his booty.
And then he involuntarily ejaculated.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think we've tried that on the UK either. I don't know. Yes, this is Mr. Newman, okay? I'm an American citizen.
Hi.
Okay, I was in your establishment earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I had a little bit of an incident in the bathroom, and I think that you should be made aware of it, okay?
Okay.
All right, I went to your bathroom, and I went down, and I sat, and my intent was to take a shit in your toilet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, make a scat. Mm-hmm. And I sat down, and I made my scat. I pushed all the shit out of my body, and it was good. So then I went to wipe, but your British toilet paper, it was so thin that when I wiped my finger, it broke through the toilet paper, and it went inside of my anus, and I involuntarily ejaculated.
God damn.
And I think now I might be a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, to be perfectly honest, I'm considering filing charges against your restaurant.
Sorry, I hope someone was able to salvage the thing I was doing.
I don't remember what happened with that. Was that the lady I called a bitch and then she was going to extradite us for it?
Was it?
I think.
Lady.
It was the botanist, yes it was, and Ken,
oh, yeah.
Ken got yelled at.
Oh, good, good.
Thank you for calling Quivadis. Please press 1 for reservation.
You are being transferred to
reservations.
Good morning, Quivadis. Tilly speaking, how can I help?
Lou, hi. I'm calling overseas, and I have some words for you.
Okay.
Cunt. Nigger. Bitch. Vagina. Masturbation. Semen. Fuck. Shit. Piss.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Sorry, what was the point of this thing? I'm sorry.
Like I said, I have some words for you. Those are the words. You cut me off, so I'm going to have to start over. Fuck. Shit. Cunt. Nigger. Bitch. Anus. Semen. Masturbation. Bestiality. Blowjob.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. She actually stayed on.
Yeah, she did. She liked it.
Yeah, I think she was a little bit turned on there.
Possibly.
All right, we'll try the Sweet Center restaurant. Whoever would like to take that. And they actually sell kebabs and masala fish.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder if they know what banchote is. If they can prepare that. But in the breakfast style. Son of a bitch. Alright, we're going to try the blue keys, and I think this is actually going to be the last one. I am fucking tapping out.
Yeah. It's crazy late over there.
It is 5 a.m. 5:03.
Good morning, the Blue Keys Hotel.
Hey,
Hello?
I'd like to make a reservation.
Okay, yep. When for?
Let me check real quick. It's going to be for the 28th through the 31st.
of December?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. I will just go and get the diary and I can have a look for you.
Okay, make it snappy.
Okay, yes, we do have availability. So was it checking out on the 31st?
Yes.
Yep. And checking in on Saturday the 28th.
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering about some of the accommodations.
Okay.
Okay, me and my husband are going to be coming out there together. And usually when we fly in somewhere, we like to be quite flamboyant. So is there any kind of a dress code?
No.
Okay. So if I have on some homemade little booty shorts, it's okay. Do you guys have a pool? I'm sorry, I didn't see the website. My husband's
going to call.
No, we
don't have a pool.
Okay.
No, it's just a small, we're a 10-bedroom hotel with a bar and a restaurant.
So there's not a lot of little bratty kids, right?
Sorry, there's not a lot of?
Like little snot-nosed bratty bastard children?
No.
Okay, good, because I like to wear booty shorts, and if I'm coming down the hall and some little screaming kids are running down the hall.
No, we don't tend to get too many children.
Okay. You guys have ice machines in the hallway?
No, I'm afraid we don't. We're like a little independent, just a small hotel.
Oh, okay, because I like to ice my nipples up sometime when I come out of the hot shower. So, but you guys have a little convenience store? Maybe I can get some ice there?
We don't have fridges in the room, so you wouldn't be able to keep it cold.
Oh, maybe I could put it in the sink.
We could always give you some ice in an ice bucket, so.
Okay. That would be pretty hot. But you guys do you have food accommodations or no?
So do we have?
Any kind of food accommodations?
Yeah, we do have a restaurant where we serve food.
Okay. Are the waiters hot?
Are the waiters hot?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is it good looking?
Yeah. Are you guys gay friendly? Because I'm sensing some.
Yeah, of course we are. But there's okay. There's only like, well, three of us who work here.
Ooh, do you wear booty shorts?
No.
Come on, girl. Do you wear little paisley nipple things?
No, it's far too cold.
Okay. Oh, is it chilly?
Yeah, it's December.
Ooh, so you probably got little ice nipples right now, huh?
Possibly.
yeah, girl. All right, so when we come out there, we're going to run around in booty shorts, icing each other's nipples. Can you come to the room and kick it with us or
no? No, I'll just leave you guys to that. You can just
All right.
enjoy
You like
yourself.
To party, though, right? You like to party?
Some of the guys do. I get too tired these days.
Oh, nice. Do they like butt plugs?
I don't know. Anyway,
can we rock butt plugs inside the booty shorts? Like, if I have booty shorts on and then a butt plug in it, like, that's cool, yeah?
If that's what you'd like to wear, then that's completely your prerogative.
Okay.
Is there
shirt rules? Because I like my nipple clamps real tight, and sometimes I'm not really trying to have my shirt restricting anything.
Okay, well, there's no regulations in this country, like what you can and can't do, so if that's what you want to do.
Oh, my God. So I could run through there in booty shorts, nipple clamps, and one of those butt plugs with the horsetail coming out of it, and no one's going to talk shit?
They probably will. But,
wow.
I don't know.
Wow,
so
I'm thinking I'm moving
there. Feel
free
to do whatever you want.
All right, me and my husband are going to move out there. We're going to call you back and set everything up. I'm going to let him know, okay?
Bye.
All right, party girl, keep your nipples hard.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Oh, I didn't look at the thing in the tree.
I was going to tell her about Purple Tiger.
Oh, yeah, dude. I didn't know what else to say. I'm sorry. I didn't want to keep it dragging.
I was just thinking, you know, that if she's tired all the time.
She sounded like she was down.
She sounded cute, I gotta admit.
Booty shorts and one of them butt plugs with the horsey tail.
Fit. I bet she has a trimmed minge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that word now, dude, minge.
Flange.
All right, guys. We're going to have to call it a night. At least I am. I don't know what you guys are doing, but I am definitely going to bed.
All right. Thank you, bro. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, thank you guys for being on. And thanks everybody who was on, everybody who listened. And, of course, thank Carlito, as usual, for having us.
Yeah.
And bye. I'm hanging up on you guys.
Okay. Bye.
And I was told to play Losing My Religion by R.E.M. And it was requested that I dedicate this to a special man, is what I was told. So here you go, guys.
Just a dream. That was just a dream.